More and more doctors are recommending their patients take a daily aspirin to prevent heart attacks and strokes. And recently, new studies have suggested aspirin might help with cancer prevention as well. But why does aspirin help, and who should be taking it? Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen, hosts of WRVO's health and wellness show Take Care, spoke with the physician who first demonstrated the life-saving properties of aspirin, Dr. Charles Hennekins.
Why is aspirin so valuable?
Aspirin really... we should remember that it's as old as medicine itself. But it really wasn't until 1970 when Sir John Vane, who later won the Nobel Prize for his work, demonstrated that small amounts of aspirin inhibited the tendency of platelets in the blood from sticking together. And it was reasoned that it might break the chain of events leading to a heart attack. And that's what formed the basis of the research that I started that was the first to demonstrate that aspirin would prevent a first heart attack, and the work I did with my colleagues and friends from Oxford University, where I had spent a year demonstrating the life-saving benefits of aspirin when given during a heart attack, and in fact, when given to a wide range of survivors, doesn't matter whether the occlusion is the heart, the brain, or the peripheral arteries, aspirin works.
Now, in terms of treating it, when you're talking about a daily dose of aspirin, what is that dose? Is that low dose? Is that a regular dose? Give us some numbers.
It appears that the best benefit-to-risk ratio for aspirin is somewhere for cardiovascular protection is between 81 and 325. But I should mention, as an aside, the newer studies that have randomized patients suggesting benefits in cancer really are suggesting that maybe the 325 dose may be necessary if that's the concern.
If you are someone who has never had a heart attack or stroke, but you might have a family history or high blood pressure, how do you know if you would benefit by taking a daily aspirin?
Even though it's an over-the-counter preparation, I would say that the decision to use aspirin should be an individual clinical judgment between the healthcare provider and each of his or her patients that weighs the absolute benefit of aspirin, but that has to be weighed against the risk. I'm not in favor of people using this on their own without getting the advice of their healthcare providers, and it's only for those whose risk is sufficiently high to warrant the side effects of the drug.
So, Dr. Hennekins, the quality or what's in aspirin that is helpful in the vascular events is exactly what causes the problems. Are they working on developing something, a derivative of aspirin, that where you get the good parts of it and you cut down on the risks?
This has been going on for decades. There was first the development of what's called the nonspecific anti-inflammatory drugs, ibuprofen derivatives, Motrin and Advil, naproxen derivatives, Aleve, and then later the specific COX-2 inhibitors for relief of pain that have less GI side effects. And what has been found in our recent publication in The Lancet on May 17, 2013, the most comprehensive review of the worldwide evidence, is that aspirin looks the best with regard to cardiovascular protection. But I'd also like to point out that I don't think we want a society that's living longer like it is today because of better living through chemistry. Regular physical activity, a brisk walk 20 minutes a day or every other day, which can be done into the oldest old, will reduce your risk of heart disease 35 to 55%. Maintaining an ideal body weight, the same. The drug should be an adjunct, not alternative.
That was aspirin researcher Dr. Charles Hennekins speaking with Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen. More of this interview can be heard on Take Care, WRVO's health and wellness show, Sunday evening at 6:30. Support for this story comes from the Health Foundation for Western and Central New York.